Good morning. Happy Father's Day.
Good
morning. That seemed quite loud to me. I don't know if it's loud to you. Prayer concerns. Jack Norton injured himself in a mountain bike accident, having wrist and hand surgery done Wednesday. We had asked that you keep Jack in your prayers. Connie Ellis is home now and doing well. And we received a postcard from the McCrady family, and I would like to read it to you. I would like to express my sincere gratitude for all the support you have given me, the kids, and our families during this time. Never could I have imagined the outpouring of love I have witnessed on behalf of Jared in the last couple of months. He surely made an impact on all of us. His memory will forever be etched on our hearts. Love lives on. Sarah, Luke, and Haley. In announcements, well, I'd also like for you to look on the inside on prayer concerns of your bulletin in our thoughts and prayers, and read over those names and lift them up to your Lord. Announcements are in the back of the bulletin. And I have double starred here that next Sunday is worship at the courthouse lawn. There will not be worship here in the church. It is at 11 a.m. Bring your lawn chairs. Enjoy the Thumb Festival. And speaking of the Thumb Festival, further down you see that on Saturday there will be a parade, and you are invited to participate. All right. Did everybody hear the correction? Because I didn't. There's two upcoming food pantries. There's one for this coming Friday in Sandusky at the Sandusky Elementary School. We have also received a request for volunteers for that food pantry. So if you're available on Saturday, Friday, the food drive is at 10:30 in the morning. They would like the volunteers there at 9 o'clock in the morning. So put that on your calendar. There's also a food drive on Saturday in Marlette at the VFW. And the last announcement that starred here that tells me to talk about is personal to me. I know that one of my children joined the church that he joined, which is not a United Methodist church, but he moved away from home many years ago. And it is wonderful that he is in church. And he joined that church because he played basketball on their church team. And he didn't have to be a member of the church to play basketball on it. But when he started having a family and wanted to find a church home, that's the church home that he chose. And John Norton is now continuing his ministry, which we allow people to play on our softball team that are not members of our church. But it is our opportunity to witness to the world. And I know that as church members, we go out and we cheer them on. But John, we thank you for the ministry that you do. And the church softball will start up next month. So put that on your prayers and also support John in any way you can. We need softball players. Birthdays. Today is Norton Schramm's birthday, or this week, the 23rd. And in anniversaries, we have George and Debbie Lasky, Virg and B. Strickler, and Reese and Karen Sind. We wish them happy birthdays and happy anniversaries. I have two more announcements that are going to be made by Karen. So Karen, would you come forward?
Good morning. I have two announcements. God has answered all my prayers in the last few weeks. I was going crazy with the dinner. I didn't quite have enough help coming into the dinner. But let me tell you what, they came out of the woodworks on Thursday and Friday, and without their help, I could never have pulled this off. Also, we have finally gotten the permit for the gazebo and the sign. It is in my hands and Pastor Sue's hands, and hopefully they're going to be starting that project this Thursday or Friday. But again, I have to thank everyone that helped me with this dinner, and without all of your help, we could not have pulled this off. We sold 220 dinners, and we had a profit of $1,828. And after church, we still have some pork and potato salad that we will be happy to sell to you to put into this fund. But without your help, this never could have happened just by myself. Thank you.
It is wonderful to see Karen sitting in the front row this morning. She is evidently, are you in between churches now? So we're so glad to have you back in our church, and we are excited for your new appointment. As I understand it, they will also have a people mover for those that can't walk, can ride. So please join us.
Thank you.
please prepare your heart for worship as the light comes in. We'd like to welcome the radio listeners to our service this morning. This is the Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our mission statement is love, care, and share like Christ. And the mission statement of our denomination is to go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will bring us the morning message. I am Jim Platt, your worship leader for this morning. Please stand and join me for the call to worship. It's our praise song. Thank you. And now we'll do the call to worship found in your bulletin. Come to the Lord, whose love can dispel all our worries and fears. Commit yourselves completely to the care of your loving God. Only then will your faith be greater than your fears.
Come into our hearts, Lord. Abide with us and turn our fears into fearlessness.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, through the power of your Holy Spirit, you enable us to do and be more than we can think of or even imagine. Come now and dwell within us and make us strong to do your work and your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our opening hymn is 529, How Firm a Foundation.
Lord,
morning, I don't have children outside, I don't have children inside, but I do have children of all ages. So, I'm going to talk a little bit to you about what the children are receiving in their bag this week. They're getting mustard seeds. I try to do a couple weeks at a time because I don't know if you really know, but I travel about 100 miles all together when I deliver the children's packets. So children, if you're listening, you'll be getting the mustard seed story with your children's bulletin and this week's bulletin that talks about Jesus calming the storm. And these children's bulletins usually have a search and find, a coloring page, crossword puzzle, and you know it can be used for all ages. If they're little, they can just scribble all over it, but hopefully the parents will talk to their children about what is in the packet, and I give them a note and say, here's what you can do with this. So this week they are getting a paper plate. Woohoo! Aren't you excited, kids? But in that, I'm giving them a picture to go off so that they can paint or color whatever they want to do, because we're going to be talking about Jesus calming the storm. So they get a little picture of the paper plate, and they can color it all blue. They can color it the different colors of blue like it is here on their example. And I have a very crafty husband. I am so blessed. So we have a little boat. I guess this way you can see it better. They have a little boat that they get to put together. Put your boat together on your paper plate. And then little birds to go on in the sky. And Jim cut out about 20 of all of these. Bless his heart. Thank you, Jim. So you'll be able to get your boat and put it together. And we're going to talk about how Jesus calms the storm. Because the disciples are in their boat on the Sea of Galilee. And so that gives them an opportunity as family to talk about maybe what struggles are in their life. And you're going to hear more about that in our message this morning. But boys and girls, I hope you have fun putting your boats in your paper plates, your water, making your water. I've got blue, but you know, if you want to make your water purple, go right ahead. It's your project. It's your craft. Then today is Father's Day. So a couple pictures here. You know, we ask if you wanted to donate in honor of your father, or you can send some in. So the Moore family has sent in. We've got two from them. The first one is with the girls and dad, Mike. We honor Mike, the guy who makes parenting look easy. He faces their crazy questions with a laugh, their tears with a hug, their bad days with a listening ear and advice, their unconditional love and admiration with thankfulness, and never loses his patience. He embraces every little thing about being a girl dad and calls them his blessings. He's their hero. Happy Father's Day, Mike. We love you. The Moore girls. And then the next one. Number one dad. Today we honor Dan Huber and all the wonderful memories we had with Dad, Papa. Thank you for always believing in us and making us believe in ourselves. We love you. And so today, you know, a lot of times we've had our men stand up. The men are going to remain seated in this. Women, let's stand up and say together, because this is what I would have our kids do. So ladies, stand up. Turn to the guys, and let's say all together on the count of three, Happy Father's Day. One, two, three, Happy Father's Day. Now you may be seated. And kids, if you were here, that was going to be your job, so thank you. A few tears in the church. We all remember our dads. I was fortunate enough to have two. My biological dad, who later in life has followed in his track, became a minister in the United Methodist Church. And my stepfather, who both have passed, but I honor them today for all that they did, because my stepdad really raised me and showed me his love. I know you all have memories. Share them with your dad. Share them with others. is like me, mine have passed away. Let's honor them. Let's think about them. Let's give praise to God for all the fathers in the world. All right. Special music now. Melissa Ogden, our pianist, she is going to sing and play, and I believe you told me the servant song.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you want of me?
Thank you, Melissa. Our Old Testament reading today comes from Psalms chapter 9, verses 9 through 20. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Sing the praise of the Lord enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done. For he who avenges blood remembers, he does not ignore the cries of the afflicted. Lord, see how my enemies persecute me. Have mercy and lift me up from the gates of death. that I may declare your praises in the gates of daughter Zion, and there rejoice in your salvation. The nations have fallen into the pit they have dug. Their feet are caught in the net that they have hidden. The Lord is known by his acts of justice. The wicked are ensnared by the work of their hands. The wicked go down to the realm of the dead. All the nations that forget God. But God will never forget the needy. The hope of the afflicted will never perish. Arise, Lord, do not let mortals triumph. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Strike them with terror, Lord. Let the nations know they are only mortal. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Thank you, Jim. This morning we come to a time of prayer. We give thanks and joy for our fathers, as we have mentioned. You see flowers that are up here on the rail this morning from the funeral of Colleen Shane. If I could also have a couple guys afterwards help me carry those downstairs, that would be appreciated. Also this week, I had yesterday the funeral for Ebony Young, a 26-year-old who had a freak accident, swimming, hit her head, and died in the pool. It's been a long week with the two funerals and the dinner and preparing for today. I just pray that you keep these families in our prayer because they're having such a difficult time. They have set up a GoFundMe page for Ebony's family. If you would like to give, please put that in an envelope and mark it, Family of Ebony Young. This week, we're also praying for Ball Agency Incorporated in our community. May we now quiet our hearts and go to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we read, we sing, what a mighty God you are, that you're always with us. Your faithfulness never ends. Your love never fails. Lord, you've heard our prayer concerns and those that are all on our prayer list. For Shane's family, for Ebony's family. We lift them to you, Lord, this morning, and we pray that you will bring peace and comfort. We don't always understand death, and when it's tragic and young, we especially don't get it. But we know that you are in charge, and you know all the details. So, Lord, we celebrate today the fathers that we have in our life, the fathers that have gone before us. And we pray those that are coming in the future. But sometimes, Lord, it's really hard. And as we talk about today, a lot of times there are storms in our life. We struggle. Yet you tell us, do not be afraid, do not fear, for thou art with me. Help us to hold on to hope. Help us to hold on to positivity, that we look forward and not behind, that we continue to love you no matter what happens in our life, to love one another. Help us to be strong, strengthen us, give us wisdom, Lord, for we are so human and we're sinners. We fail often, Lord, to help guilt and anger to become honor and glory. Let tears turn to laughter. to live life to its fullest. For we know that you died on the cross for us, Jesus, and you give us hope for eternal life. You provide for our needs. You take care of us. For that we are so, so, so grateful. So be with us when they're in that dark valley, when we don't have jobs, when we don't have money, when relationships are broken, when we sin against you. Pick us up. Put us back in the boat that we can carry on. And we pray all these things in the name of Jesus, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And I ask you to stand as Abel for this next song, Love Lifted Me. Standing for the gospel reading. Today we read out of the chapter of Mark in the gospel, chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. Hear these words. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, Let's go to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also others in the boat with him. A furious squall came up and waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. And Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." And the wind died down and was completely calm. And he said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" And they were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let's pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. Now may there be less and less and less of me, and more and more and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. You can see I can get a little teary-eyed this morning. I'm a little tired, as well as having a hard week. Dinner. You know, I normally don't write out my sermons, but today, I thought with two funerals and the dinner, maybe I better put something down on paper. I'm not sure my mind would. We'll see how it goes. Sea of Galilee. Jesus says, "Let's go to the other side." The Sea of Galilee is not that long. It's not that wide. It's in mountains, though. So mountains are on the side. And so when squalls come up, it can be very dangerous. And they come up immediately, quickly. And so all of a sudden, they're on the Sea of Galilee in this boat. And the squall comes up, and it's swamping them. I imagine if I was in their place, I would be afraid, too. And so with that, it's all right. So today, we look at being in that boat on the Sea of Galilee. I've been there. I've been there when I was fortunate enough to be, when it was calm. And there was three of us on the boat, or three groups in three boats. And the bishop was in one, and they tied us all together in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. And he preached his word. I tell you, I will never, ever forget that moment. But I would have been afraid if a squall would have come up. The disciples were human beings. There became a problem. The boat was being swamped. There became a problem that we're afraid. They're afraid. Jesus is sleeping. But a miracle happens that he stands up as he's woken, and he said, "To be quiet, to be stilled to the waters." And a resolution was found. Problem, miracle with Jesus, resolution. If we only knew it, that happens in our life today, but we don't always put it there like that. Problem, Jesus, resolution. But here they did. But they were asking questions. Do we not ask questions too? Do we not wonder? But see, Jesus was at the very beginning with God, creating the earth, the waters, and life. And Jesus speaks to that water. He was one that created it. So why would he not be able to tell it to be quiet? But I'm sure in the human minds of the disciples at that very moment, they didn't think about that. But that's part of the question of how can he do that? He was the creator of it. The creator sure can speak to it and tell the waters to be calm. Right? Commentaries have said that the Israelites, though, were afraid of the sea, believing that the water was a domain for Satan. Yet they were fishermen. They fished all the time in water. Most of the disciples Jesus called from their water as they were fishing and doing their jobs. Why were they afraid? But the storm made them fearful. Not necessarily the water. Jesus has battled Satan on dry ground, but now he has the power over the water. So Jesus is making a miracle in the eyes of the disciples, and they continue to question. But we know that God was at work through Jesus, as again, they created the waters, and now too, he's at work in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? He is in giving us the power of the Holy Spirit to get through our troubles, our struggles, our fears. But Jesus is asleep with no anxieties whatsoever. I wish I could do that, folks. Anybody like me, you can't sleep because you're anxious. And Jesus is sleeping with no worries whatsoever. The disciples were afraid. Would we not be, are we not like disciples? When storms come up in our life, and it doesn't have to be the thunder, lightning, water storm, any struggle that comes up in our life, we can be afraid. We get fearful. We get anxious. We have anxieties and struggles. But simply put, we're very human. It can be very difficult to trust Jesus Christ in our lives when situations like that come up. Amen? I'm looking at you. Mountain bike accident, your anxiety goes woo right out the door, right? So many times, though, as human beings, we think, all right, God, I got this. I can handle it. No problem. Does it work for you? It doesn't work for me. We have questions as well as they did. And I think Jesus is okay that we ask those questions. But he wants us then to trust him in the answers. Sometimes that's really hard to do. I had to tell this family this week, I can't understand. I don't have an answer. I don't get it. But I believe that God is in control. But see, Jesus alone has sufficient faith. We're merely human. We can try our hardest and we continue to sanctify our faith and move forward and grow in our faith. We will never have that perfect faith until we get to heaven. Only Jesus has that sufficient faith. But he asked us to try. He asked us to have faith. He asked the disciples in our scripture, don't you still have faith? He wants us to have faith, folks. He wants us to turn it over to him. And yes, we can ask him, but we also need to trust him. But as human beings, we fear disapproval, rejection, failure, illness, surgeries, finances, loss of job, even death. Because we aren't in control. I know, and my husband knows, I like to be in control. But don't all of us want to be in control of our own life? Some are shaking their head, no. That's good. Jesus has the power to handle all of our situations. Yeah, should I say that again? Jesus Christ has the power to handle all our situations. But I believe we underestimate what Jesus can do. We do not allow him, or we don't give him credit, and we don't give him thanks for all that he does for us. As we look at this story, that Jesus calmed the waters and then he calmed the disciples, he's doing the same today, yesterday, today, and will for tomorrow. And there's nothing, folks, that we need to be afraid of. And Jesus asked, why are you still afraid? So hard to let go, isn't it? That's what Jesus said, just let go. I've had people tell me, just let go. And you try. And you let go. And then we take it right back. Right? But as parents, haven't we said to our children, especially when they wake up in the middle of the night and they're afraid, and we say, it's okay, quiet down. We give them a hug. We may rock them when they're babies, or we may pat their back when they're a little bit older, may hold their hand and go, it's okay. Haven't we all done that as a parent? It's the same with Jesus. He's our parent. He's our father. He's holding us in the palm of his hand, wanting to reassure us that everything is going to be okay. We don't need to be afraid. But unfortunately, we don't always seek him or turn to him. Instead, we just stay afraid. We continue to struggle. Truth is, there are struggles in the world. We've seen it this last couple years, but every year, every place you go, there can be situations, there can be issues in our life, and there are struggles. God never told us it was going to be easy, and because you're a Christian, you won't have it. He never, ever says that. In fact, he says, we'll probably be hit even more. So we need to trust. I don't believe that we have a God, that we have a son, Jesus Christ, that says fear is not real. I believe he knows it's real, and he knows how we're feeling. In fact, in Scripture, many times, especially at Christmas, when Mary and Joseph were dealing with, she is pregnant, and how did that happen? To the shepherds hearing, and the angel appears, and what in each situation is said? Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Jesus has proven us over and over and over again that he is there with us. Sometimes he has sent angels, as with the shepherds, with Mary and Joseph. But I know we are human beings. However, the struggles do not need to define us. Amen? The struggles do not need to define us or overtake us or paralyze us, because Jesus has overcome the world, even with death. And he rose again. And he's with us, and he will walk through the valley of the shadow of death with us, and everything between life and death. We are never alone in the boat, because Jesus Christ is with us. So when our struggles come up, what are we going to do? Trust Jesus. Pray. Turn to him. Seek him. Be in the Word. Say, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. And many times I've said, especially when I come up to be with families before a funeral, Lord, I don't know what you want me to say. Even before Sunday morning, sometimes I'm like, Lord, you got to have this. You've got to work in and through me. Because I'm just human. I need you, Lord. Because I can't do it on my own. Although other times I'm going, I can do it, Lord. Where's the balance? It's life, isn't it? When things are going good, when things are going great, sometimes we just even ignore God. We don't give him the thanks that he should receive. We don't give him the honor and the glory that he deserves. In fact, how many of us today on this Father's Day have said Happy Father's Day to God Almighty? Have we even thought about it? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I thank God this morning that I have life, that I'm here. Do we rejoice in that every week, every day? I'm going to be honest, not every time do I do that. But this morning I said, thank you, God. Thank you, God. That doesn't mean that life won't be hard. That doesn't mean I won't have a hard day. That won't mean that I won't have struggles. That doesn't mean that I won't come up with situations and issues. What it does mean is that God, through Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is with me and he's with you. Let's honor him. Count of three, let's say Happy Father's Day to our God. One, two, three. Happy Father's Day. Amen. This morning, the ushers will bring forward the offering, and Melissa is going to play a special for us.
Song be sung from mountains high. Sing a new song unto the Lord, singing Alleluia. Shout with gladness, dance for joy. Oh, come before the Lord and play for him on glad tambourines, and let your trumpet sound. Sing a new song be sung from mountains high. Sing a new song unto the Lord, singing Alleluia, singing Alleluia. Rise, O children, from your sleep, your Savior now has come. He has turned your sorrow to joy and filled your soul. Song be sung from mountains high. Sing a new song unto the Lord, singing Alleluia, singing Alleluia.
Please stand for the doxology. God, we love you. We thank you that you are our Father, and so we give these gifts to you. We ask that you bless them, bless the giver and receiver. May they be used to honor you and show your love. In the name of our risen Christ. Amen. Our closing song, It Is Well With Our Soul. My soul. Karen, come up with me. It's always hard to make transitions from one church to the next, and I want to pray for her. We may have normally done hands-on, so I'm just going to ask you to put your hand out as I put my hand on her, and we're going to give her a blessing for her next appointment. Let's pray. Glorious and gracious God, we thank you for the ministry that Karen has been doing and will continue to do. We ask, Lord, that you bless her in this transitional time. We pray that Morency and Weston will welcome her, that she will be able to just be enfolded with your power, to be able to preach the gospel, the truth, the word of God, and that others will be receptive. Be with her as she moves. Bless her and bless the ministries. From where she is to where she goes. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And now may you go and do the ministry in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.